السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, a fortnight ago I was discussing the alamat or the signs of a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if I recall, I did mention that wilayat is for everybody. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants each and every person to become his wali, to become his friend. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not made it difficult. We have created such environment within our homes and in our businesses and in our society that Islam has become difficult for us. But if we do not follow the trends of society, we follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though people may make a mockery, people may call us outdated, orthodox, and give all kinds of labels and titles, but if we obey Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are guaranteed to get peace of mind, you are guaranteed to get this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which will give you such kind of sukoon that the kings of the time don't know of. Allah Ta'ala has got that promise for the believers. Those who believe in Allah Ta'ala and do righteous deeds, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala is promising, He's taking, Allah Ta'ala says, most certainly, definitely will give them حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, a very pleasant life. And many a times I have explained this, that we must not look at the outward condition of a person and conclude that this person is not having that حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. For you will find and notice that many of them are extremely poor. They may be living in shacks, or they may be living in very poor conditions. They may not have the normal luxuries that other people have and enjoy, or they may not be eating that kind of food, or they may be going through different kinds of sicknesses, diseases and illnesses, or they may be having some other kind of problems. So outward problems we look at and we think that this person, although he is obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he is not having hayat-e tayyibah, a pleasant life. So this is not true, because we know that the beautiful flower blooms in the midst of thorns. So once we have got this connection, then that example again comes to mind, which I gave to some of my friends, that if you have to go to Delhi, or even here are some of the places where they eat very, very spicy food and very hot food, plenty of chilies. Now when there's plenty of chilies packed up in that curry, so the person who enjoys hot food, whilst he is eating that food, at that time the eyes are watering, the person is perspiring, the person's nose begins to leak too. But he is making, wonderful, tasty, and he's enjoying it. Now if somebody says that, what kind of enjoyment is that? That you are perspiring, your eyes are watering, it seems that you are in great taklif, in great difficulty. So leave it out, give it to me, or don't eat it. The person will say, what do you know about the enjoyment that I am getting in this food? So the outward condition is different, but inside he is getting enjoyment. So just like that, when the person has got this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then his outward condition can be anything, but Allah ta'ala, because of this connection, gives him a kind of happiness within, because the person believes that it's coming from my Allah. And Allah Ta'ala Himself gives that person the strength to bear that test. Nevertheless, so we Allah Ta'ala wants each and every person to become His wali. So we should not be concerned about what people call us and what people label us. Sometimes very shocking things are written and said. We don't discuss them normally in this Jummah Bayans. But when it comes from a Muslim Students Association, a publication from Muslim Students Association, widely distributed, and if you have somebody has to read the filthy article that is written by one of our so-called enlightened sisters, of what she calls those people who are inviting towards deen and the ulama-i haq, then we just wonder that what are we heading for? And the persons, the people are still being invited that must come and attend their halaqa classes, where you have these kind of enlightened people. So you can use what kind of filthy language you like against the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and those people who are inviting towards the deen of Allah ta'ala and those who are propagating the message of the Quran and Sunnah. Give whatever titles you like. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the life of that person very, very miserable after that in this world, leave alone in the hereafter. But those who are being labeled, they should not be concerned, because the worst of titles were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was teased, he was mocked, he was ridiculed, he was tortured, he was persecuted. All those things are there for us so that we may take lessons, so that we may take consolation. We should not be so hurt if somebody has to call us names, as long as we are certain that what we are following is the Quran and Sunnah and not our whims and fancies. And we are not just following customary practices and then we make those customary practices as farz and compulsory, or we are not going on to extremes, extreme right or extreme left. We are following the middle path which Sharia has prescribed. But in these days, even if you are following the middle path demands also that you must stay away from sins and you must stay away from haram, irrespective of from which quarters that haram comes, but you must stay away from it. But if the person, that young person, is staying away from that haram, he is also given a lot of titles. That how can you in these times live a life of piety and taqwa? And yet that person is a normal person. He is living a normal, balanced life. He is eating, he is drinking, he is marrying, he is conducting his business, he is doing everything. But just that he is not watching those filthy porn films with his friends. Or he's not going to those areas of fitna and sin. Or he's not indulging in those sins that other friends are indulging. So now he's given all kinds of labels and titles. So he must not be concerned about that. The person who has got his connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where has he got time to worry about what people are saying about him? That shows that that person's nafs has not been killed as yet. That person's nafs is very much alive if he is so concerned about what the people are saying about me, when he knows that what he is doing is according to the Quran and Sunnah. Yes, where he must be concerned is if he is doing wrong. Then he must be concerned. That is where the whole topic of haya I discussed at length. So we were discussing Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Ramatullah Alayhi, when he asked Hazrat Qaja Hasan Basri Ramatullah Alayhi, he said that who is a wali and what are the signs of a wali. So the first two parts I discussed to some extent. If we want to discuss that, we can carry on for the whole year. But let us go a little further. So the first thing that he had mentioned was that that person is a wali. Yakunu fi wajhihi haya. That the person has got haya and shame and modesty in his life. And this I emphasize tremendously, because the sins that are being committed openly, open transgression, open disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one of the major causes is that we have lost our haya and shame totally. Parents are unconcerned because they themselves most of the times are indulging in those very sins. So how can they ever tell the children that you should not indulge in these sins? Go to the Muslim schools now and go and find out from those principals that what kind of filthy letters are being discovered in the bags of the pupils, and what kind of drugs and what kind of other items. and what kind of filth is being exchanged between the boys and girls at the Muslim schools. But when we talk about separation and segregation, and when we say we must have separate schools for boys and separate schools for girls as a compromise, then they say that these people are outdated. They are living in the camel age. We are living in a very modern day society. But when their daughters after that end up for abortions, then they cry. But it is too late. Find out. Don't sleep. Bohot soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. Tumhare ghar mein choron ne lagai hai naqab, jago. Tumhara ye liye jaate hain maal asbab sab, jago. Pade ho ab bhi ghafil, kar rahe ho kya ghazab, jago. Bohot soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. I discussed this at length in some bayan. Enemies have entered your homes. They've brought their culture in there. They drilled big holes and entered your homes. Came with the TVs and movies and with the internet, filthy porn programs and everything else, they came in there. And they changed our way of thinking. They changed our whole way of thinking. So the parents are unconcerned. They will go to pick up their children at the schools and they can see what is happening outside those schools. But yet they will say, my daughter, she must have some qualification. What will she do without qualification? Nobody is denying that you must not give them education. But it is time now that parents don't stay so broad-minded. Because either they are sleeping, they are not aware of what is happening. So then they must take some active part, they must take an interest in their children's future, go and see what is happening, find out what is happening. Ask those who have got their finger on the pulse of the society what is happening. I am replying to letters every day, and I am receiving telephone calls, and I deal with cases every day of my life. And I am hearing it directly from the horse's mouth, those very people who are telling me what they have been doing or what they are doing. So I'm not just telling you some fairy tales here. But it hurts. That how can parents still witness and say that nothing wrong? What is there? Let them carry on. They must have matric, must have BA, must have LLB and MAD certificates and qualifications. Nobody is stopping. Get degrees, get qualification. But when are we going to show concern about the iman of our children? Because they will become the monsters in our homes. They are going to become the greatest problem for us. They are not going to be the coolness of our eyes. When they are going to reject us, and when they are going to back answer and back chat, and not only that, but beat up the parents also, then it is going to be too late. So let us not be carried away. Why I am mentioning this now is because it's increasing. Just yesterday, the filth that we had to read, being exchanged between boys and girls at a Muslim school. And the parent says that is intrusion into the privacy of my child. The SMSs that we are catching up, and it is with non-Muslim boys. Then when they will elope, or when they will insist that I want to marry this boy, love is the most important thing, irrespective of whether he is a Muslim or not, then who will be shedding the tears? Bohot soye, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. Far too long, O Muslim Ummah, you have been fast asleep. Get up. These things are destroying your morals. So therefore he says, fi wajhihi haya. The first thing, there must be haya. When there's going to be no haya and no shame, then the person, you can give him the whole Quran Sharif, you can read all the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the person will say, Maulana was talking nonsense. That will be the conclusion. But if there is haya, then that person will get up and say that I must take some action. I must not be led by my children. I must lead them. Give them education, but give them in the right environment. all the money that is being spent on all the haram things, stop spending all that money, pull it together and build your own college and university. Nevertheless, so he says, fi wajhihi haya, wa fi aynihi buka. And that is the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who's got tears in his eyes. He cries before Allah ta'ala, repents, expresses remorse, regret. Out of the muhabbat and love for Allah ta'ala also there is crying. A person doesn't only cry because of sadness and sorrow and grief. The love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also makes the person cry. How many a times we have read or we have heard or we have seen or we ourselves, we become emotional, some great, exciting, happy news comes and we get so excited that we begin to tear. So the person began to shed tears. So what tears were those? Those were tears of happiness. In the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are also shedding tears. And I gave you many, many examples, inshallah, if Allah ta'ala wills, we'll come back to it. Let's take the third one. وَفِي قَلْبِهِ صَفَى. And in the heart of the person, there is safa. Cleanliness, purity. If you look at Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, At-tahuru shatrul iman. Purity is half of faith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Bunayya al-deenu ala nazafa. The foundation of deen is on nazafat, on cleanliness, on purity. And there are so many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the Quran Sharif also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Allah ta'ala loves those people. He makes them his beloved, those who make tawbah from their sins, and those who have purity. Allah ta'ala loves those who are paak, those who are pure. Now, whenever we read these hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our mind goes towards only one thing, and that is our clothes must be clean. They must be shine. Our shoes must be shined. Our clothes must be ironed. And our faces must be washed with the best soaps in the country. And that is what we term as the end of all purity. That is part of Islam, teaching that your clothes should be paak and clean and pure from all najasat. But that is not the only thing. The first purity is required of the heart. From ma siwallah, that means everything besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that heart must be purified from. There must be nothing in the heart but Allah. Whatever that person does now must be because of the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah ta'ala has ordered that you must do this. Allah Ta'ala has ordered that you must earn halal livelihood, so therefore I am earning halal livelihood. Allah Ta'ala has ordered, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has demonstrated by his example that you should marry, therefore I am marrying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us how to love children, so therefore we are loving our children. The love for everything comes because of the love for Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but our hearts must have nothing but Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane hu. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. Oh Allah, my heart must become empty of everything else except you. And in my heart must be nothing, love of nothing else except your love. That dard-e-dil means love of Allah Ta'ala. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر. My gaze must not be on any person's wealth, property, fortune. I must not have my trust in anything else except you, O my Allah. We can use the burglar guards, the alarm systems, the security equipment, everything. This morning, Fajr time, I was telling the friends that all these things you can use, there's no sin in it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated that he went into the battle of Uhud, and the battle of Uhud took place after the battle of Badr. And in the battle of Badr, the angels came down by the thousands. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made preparation for the battle of Uhud to show that this is a world of means, so we must make use of the means. But the trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. Most of those people who have been hijacked, or those cars have been stolen, or there have been hold-ups, or there have been break-ins into the homes, they will say that it happened just outside my gate. I was just entering my gate and it happened. I was on the road and it happened. I forgot to close the gate and it happened. Or I forgot to put on the alarm and it happened. Or I had the alarm and everything, but yet it happened. So it shows that the person must not trust in those means. He must make use of it. But that is for his comfort, that the gate is locked, the door is locked, so it gives you a bit of comfort. But trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. So therefore he says, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. So the cleanliness, purity, first thing is of the heart, from aqaid which are batil. There must be nothing in the heart except firm belief in the oneness and the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, powerful, almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah, that must come deep into the heart. So that is the first purification. Then the heart must be purified. We are talking about Allah Ta'ala loves those who are pure and clean. So what I am saying is that that's not only referring to our clothes, because that is the easiest thing to purify and keep clean. Now to keep the heart clean from malice, from greed, from pride, from arrogance, from envy, from jealousy, from all these type of things, to purify that heart. So who is the wali of Allah Ta'ala? Fi qalbihi safa. That heart is clean and pure from all those things. Because that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will look at. He will look at the heart. And we are unconcerned about that part of purity, because nobody looks at that heart. Nobody can see the show business, riya. Nobody can see our envy, our jealousy, our malice. All that is in the heart and people cannot see. So why should we make an effort to purify our hearts of all that? Evil passions and desires. The person is sitting in a masjid, is sitting in a program sometimes, is sitting in the Jummah Bayan, and the person has already got in his heart pictures of someone. His mind is drifting away all the time to that illicit beloved of his. Now who is seeing that? The person sitting next to him cannot see it. The whole congregation cannot see it. But that person who has watched that filthy, dirty film and come to the masjid, and when he's going into sajda also, when he's seeing that filthy woman, Allah Ta'ala is seeing it. Allah Ta'ala is watching. So purification of the heart from those filthy things like riya and kibar and hasad and malice, etc. Then the aza, our outward, the parts of the body, to keep them away from haram, to keep the hands away from haram, the eyes away from haram, to keep all these things park. That is what we mean, fi qalbihi safa. That when there's safa in the heart, then these things will also stay park. We were in the Mitchell Park one of the Fajr mornings, or one of the days after Fajr. And we performed our Ishraq Salat, and then I told to my friends there, I said, look, we are here in a park. We are here in a park. Lots of people who were napak came to this park last night and over the past years or months or days. That in this park, P-A-R-K, lots of napak people came. People who were impure in their aqaid, in their clothes, in their bodies, but they came here. Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan that we just performed our Ishraq Salat, so we were all park. Our bodies were park, our clothes were park, and the place we performed our Salat was also park. So it is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that in this park where so many napak people came, people impure, dirty, filthy in their clothes, body, heart, because of the disbelief in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala brought us here. So make use of the oxygen, breathe in deeply, nobody stops you. enjoy the beautiful scenery, listen to the chirping of the birds making zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jaiz hai college mein padho, park mein phoolo, jaiz hai ghubaro mein udo, charkh pe julo, lekin bandai aajiz ka ye sukhna rahe yaad, ke Allah tu aur apni haqeeqat ko na bhoolo. It is jaiz, go and study in the college, go and enjoy the park, and go and fly in the air, everything is jaiz. But don't forget your Allah and your haqeeqat. So I said, so many people with that napak things came here, we came park, in our clothes and in our body. So one more thing that is required now is to make our hearts also park. Make our hearts also park. Take a lesson from this park and make our hearts also park, pure. Clean it. Keep our tongues park. Keep our eyes park. Because just now you'll see some people running here, jogging here on the road. So shaitan will say, see. Now at that time keep your eyes park. Lower your gazes. So fi qalbihi safa. That is the wali of Allah Ta'ala. In your hearts there's purity. Then comes clothes and body and all the other things which we all know that must keep it park. So that which is the simplest and the easiest, and that is to keep the clothes park, that we take a lot of care. But when it comes to making that heart park, on which is dependent the wilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we become negligent. And that is the cause of our problems throughout the world. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me also a purified heart. A heart which is brimming with the love of Allah Ta'ala. A heart in which every beat of the heart is nothing but Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us His closeness, His marifat, His yaqeen. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah around the globe. Sudan, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Palestine, which place the ummah is not suffering. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems. And may Allah Ta'ala bless the entire ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.